Well, good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in Chazanis and everything else, but tonight will be 2 hours of Chazanis. During this period, I figure it's the most appropriate for me to play, and of course, next week is Erev Tisha B'Av, and there will be no program next week. I just want to give you a heads up on that. After this program, God be willing, I'll be back in 2 weeks from tonight on the 15th, sharing this wonderful mixture of Jewish music with you. If you've been tuning in a little earlier, we've been listening to an album of early Gershon Sirota selections. And I know you've caught a few for the upcoming holidays, and obviously later on this month and throughout September, I'll be preparing you for the High Holy Days, as they are called, Yomim Noraim. And it's my pleasure to share this incredible music with you. So without further ado, we're going to get to the second program of The Art of the Cantor. And it's hosted by my friend Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. By the way, this eight-hour programs were in memory of Barry Sirota, who died just a few months after the airing of this series in May of 2009. So without further ado, let me get to the second program in the series, The Art of the Cantor, that was produced by Chazan Alberto Mizrahi.
Shalom. This is Chazan Alberto Mizrahi of the Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago. I want to welcome you to the series of eight programs entitled The Art of the Cantor. Cantor, Chazan in Hebrew, that's me, the one that chants liturgy for the Jewish faith. We focus on the myriad styles and personalities as well as the origins of this sacred art. This is the second of our eight-part series on The Art of the Cantor. In the first installment, we introduced several cantors who defined the beginning and then the zenith of what is nostalgically called the golden age of the cantor, approximately the beginning through the middle of the 20th century. We present a group of mostly lyric tenors, each with a unique sound and style, and as a point of contrast, we will also hear the great baritone voice of Zavol Kvartin. Today we're going to begin with something very unique, Leib Glantz. Leib Glantz was born in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, in 1898. He came to the United States in the late 1920s and became an immediate cantorial star. He emigrated to Israel in 1954. How do you describe Leib Glantz? Barry Sirota, the music advisor of our series, had this to say about Leib Glantz.
Glantz had an unusual voice. He came from the Russian Ukraine. There is an element of Hasidism in his singing. There's a mystical element. There is a certain element of spirituality you may not find in that of the other cantors. It's a very dramatic kind of singing. It's sometimes parlando, sometimes Sprechstimme, sometimes melodic. It's something that works for him.
I would call his voice a tenore di grazia, the tenor voice that utilizes the highest registers of the male tessitura. With it, he created a sound all his own. He combined his impressions of mystical Hasidic style with that of the ancient Near East, the origins of the Jewish people. He was an intellectual who studied the history and cultural usages of our people and integrated them into a futuristic style of cantorial music. Let's hear his first recording, which has remained his most famous recording, that of the Shema Yisrael from the Sabbath morning prayers, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
Oh,
What a unique vocalism, Shema Yisrael by Leib Glantz. This number was included in an RCA Victor album with five of the great cantors of the time and helped ensure his reputation internationally. Glantz's style, unlike many cantors in the 20th century, evolved into what we might call the avant-garde. He used atonality. He used semitonality, what we sometimes call quarter tones. All this harkening back perhaps to what he felt was the usages of our people in ancient times. It also made his music sound perhaps late 20th century or even 21st century. I'd like to play possibly my favorite piece of his repertoire, and that is the setting of the prayer for dew, Tal, chanted on the first day of Passover. Tal. Although perhaps a bit overwhelming to the uninitiated ear, it's hypnotic to those that understand the cantorial medium and, of course, the words. Some may tire of Glanz's sound. Some can't get enough. We can say the same of the following cantor, Zavalkvartin, a fabulous, rich, and powerful baritone whose cantorial style combines that of the West and the East. In his opening lines, you'll often hear the cantor of the German synagogue. And then he goes into his plaintive Hasidic, what we call Bebe style. That's a folksy way of saying crying, plaintive recitative. Kvartin displays a deep knowledge of the traditional modes and amazes us with his vocal virtuosity. Kvartin was born in the Ukraine, spent a very important 10-year period in Budapest as cantor, and then moved to the United States in 1920. Perhaps his most famous composition is taken from the Rosh Hashanah Jewish New Year prayers, called Ve'al Yedei Avodecho. This text focuses on God's sovereignty over all creation and ends with the watchword of Jewish faith, Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. As you just heard in this magnificent rendition of Ve'alya de Avodecho, the new year, the Rosh Hashanah, deals liturgically and musically with God's majesty and sovereignty over us. In the following composition, from the Martyrology section of the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Kvartan pours out his heart in a deep crying fashion, as this prayer speaks of the martyrdom of some of the most famous rabbis by the Romans. So let's hear Tihe Rabbi Yishmael Atzmo, Rabbi Yishmael, purified himself in preparation for his martyrdom. Translation is not necessary, as you can hear the pain of our loss in his voice and music.
ויזכיר את השם בשילו את איים. ויהולו למורם, ויהולו למורם, וישועל וישועל, וישועל מייסטו ישלב וישב עבדיים. Venom loy Kablo Kablo alechem tzadikim v'yidiyem Ki shomati me'achor yaparegu Ζωμάτι με αγόρια παρηγούει κι δε ζωής κι δε ζωής αυτήν την ρεκόβδη.
Venga, Maria, and she's a boy.
his hundreds of recordings, Cantor Kvartan always considered this, the Tihe Rabbi Yishmoel Atzmo, his most stirring rendition. In direct contrast to Kvartan, the stylist cantor Pierre Pinchuk presents cantorial music in an interpretive style, again, much his own. He was born in Zhivatov, Ukraine, in 1894. He served as chief cantor of Leningrad, while also appearing as a Yiddish folk singer. He came to the United States in the late 1920s and became an instant star with the beginning of his recording career. Pinchuk had a limited range and dynamic strength, but he was blessed with a voice of beauty and expressiveness. He also developed numerous musical phrases which were borrowed by other cantors in their improvisations. Now we're going to play Pinchuk's most famous composition, Rosa de Shabbos, Mystery of the Sabbath, from the Kabbalistic work, the Zohar.
Kudish abrich u'echol Le'yelu lo yusim al kudish ha'yudi kore Adi savidaz beruzu de'echot ki gavnu dilem Le'me ve'echot ve'echot
Kadisho, Kadisho, Yeru,
Parashat misitru achru kadayir shavsu yise yachdas vise parashat misitru achru kadayir shavsu Когда еще бы суеси, я даст весь паршах месит руахру, ходи не места времено, выходи не места времено. Да и что ю раз бы ехиду да не лекадиш, да и что ю раз бы ехиду да не лекадиш, да и
That was the famous Rosa de Chabos of Pierre Pinchuk. If you can imagine, that is an introductory prayer to the Friday evening services. This is The Art of the Cantor. And
you are listening to The Art of the Cantor. This is Charlie. Just interrupting for a second. If you tuned in a little late, we're listening to my friend, Cantor Alberto Mizrahi. This first aired 2 years ago in Chicago. And this is the second in the series. We heard the first last week, and during the second hour of this evening, we'll hear the third program. I remind you that next Monday night, we will not be broadcasting because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, back to Alberto Mizrahi.
And I am your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Your comments about this program are welcomed and appreciated. Please email them to cantor@wfmt.com. Cantor Shmuel Vigoda. It brings a smile to my face, thinking of him and his incredibly long career. He lived to a very ripe old age. Vigoda was born in Poland. He grew up in Hungary. He was an unusual stylist. He would stand there and wave his arms, and he would sort of shake while he sang. And he's also known to have written an entertaining book about the lives of the great cantors of the 19th and 20th century. We'll now hear his Ribono Shel Olam for Yom Kippur Koton. Yom Kippur Koton means the Minor Day of Atonement, a penitential fast observed on the eve of each new moon, each new month.
Call it
was Shmuel Vigoda singing his Ribono Shel Olam from Yom Kippur Kotan. What we just heard is considered to be perhaps his greatest recitative or cantorial masterpiece. The second piece we hear sung by Shmuel Vigoda is his rendition of Ani Ma'amin, I Believe. The words are by the 12th century Sephardic scholar Moses ben Maimon, the Maimonides. It's indicative of his folksy style, and it's based on a melody by the Hasidim of Vishnitz. He then expands that into a cantorial recitative, and the words say, I believe with a perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah. Even though he may tarry, I will wait for him.
Ani ma'amin, ve'emolo shleimu, tiviyas ha-moshiyah, tiviyas ha-moshiyah. Ani ma'amin, ve'emolo shleimu, Tiviyas ha-moshiyah, Tiviyas ha-moshiyah. Ani ma'amin, ki'emolon shleimu, Tiviyas ha-moshiyah.
Having just heard Shmuel Vigoda sing Ani Ma'amin, you hear that he has a certain natural earthiness to his style, perhaps lacking a bit the cultured legato of our next artist, cantor David Reutmann. He was born in 1884 to a Hasidic family in Russia. Reutmann sang as a child in the choirs of the famous composer-conductor Zedele Rovner. After success as a young cantor in Odessa, one of the cradles of the cantorial art, he became chief cantor of Vilna, now Vilnius, Lithuania. He then took a position in St. Petersburg, from which he escaped after the Russian Revolution, eventually arriving in America in 1922. Were you to ask one of the famous cantors how they developed their style? Yes, they'll tell you they listened to cantors when they were young and they grew up with people who influenced them. But many of them would tell you that they based their vocal technique on the sound of a specific musical instrument. And I know that David Reutmann based his voice or his sound on the clarinet. Reutmann was the poet of the pulpit. Let's listen to his Mishe Oso Nisim, a prayer that has for thousands of years asked to gather the dispersed of Israel back to our land and affirms the unity of the Jewish people. That was cantor David Reutmann and Mishe Oso Nisim. That beautiful coloratura line that he uses at the beginning of Mishe Oso Nisim sounds so much like a clarinet solo in an opera where the soprano or the coloratura soprano would sing a line and then she's doubled by the flute or the clarinet. It was very, very classical, very beautiful. I loved it. The following prayer is said in the daily morning prayers as a prelude to our daily study of the Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, who teaches Torah to his people Israel. V'Ha'arevno by David Reitman. Just heard the lovely V'Ha'arevno, composed and sung by the great cantor David Reutemann with instrumental ensemble. Our next cantor, Joseph Schlisky, has an interesting history. He was drafted as a young boy into the choir of an itinerant choirmaster. Now, generally, this meant traveling around Eastern Europe, singing at various synagogues. In the case of Schlisky, he found himself in Toronto, Canada. We end today's program with a rousing version of Uvyom HaShabbos, a composition by Meir Posner, as sung by cantor Joseph Schlisky, with a choir of men and boys directed by the composer. The text is from the Book of Numbers and highlights the offering for the Sabbath day as prescribed in the ancient Temple of Jerusalem, our holy temple. Uvyom HaShabbos, composed and conducted by Meir Posner and sung by the great Joseph Schlisky. In our next program, we will feature music of the golden age of the cantor from its middle era to what we like to call its swan song.